The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
Hi, Tandy, and welcome to a new Netball Show with Flyhawk. Before we start this week, congratulations, Rosie Pretorius, long-term supporter of the podcast, as she welcomes Xander into the family. I hope you've managed to notice by now that the INF is now World Netball. Let's hear from the president, Liz Nicol, who's been speaking to Natalie about the rebrand.
Liz, thank you so much for joining me today. So we are here to talk about this fantastic new rebrand from the INF into World Netball. Can you talk me through a little bit about the decision behind that change? What does this rebrand signal?
Well, it's a new name, it's a new logo, and it's also a new strategy alongside that. So we're launching the new brand because it's timely and it reflects the significant growth in the awareness and development of netball around the world over recent years. And so, you know, some years ago, we were International Federation of Netball Associations, and then we became the International Netball Federation. But World Netball just says it. And the new logo that goes alongside that is something that's vibrant, it's modern, it reflects the activity you see on a netball court, and it differentiates us from other sports as well. So and we're not the only international body that has moved to the term of world in its title, but it's absolutely right time for us when we've got a new strategy and a new momentum in our sport.
That use of the word world is kind of very aspirational, isn't it? And does that kind of play into one of the key strategies, which seems to be about expanding the reach of netball?
Yes, growth and reach is a core part of our new strategy. You know, we have 76 member nations now across our five regions, but we have another 41 nations within our sights targeted for their growth potential. So we are already operating beyond the traditional Commonwealth world that we've been in for so many years. And we can see lots of potential and lots of work going on in our regions to engage new nations and provide opportunities for more netballers around the world.
Yeah, that's really interesting. Obviously, as somebody who's been in this world for quite a long time now, it does feel like the right time to move things along and to see where else we can go with the sport. What kind of vision do you have for expanding the kind of competition schedule and the kind of tournaments that we might get to see as netball fans?
Well, you know, we've got these three strategies. They're about grow and play and inspire. And if you just think about the growth strategy, it is to expand our global participation, our global reach, our revenue and our capacity to be able to drive further change. And our play agenda is about investing in the development of our core product, our game, never taking it for granted and thinking about how that might change over the years. And variations of it, of course, like Fast Five, which is a fantastic product, but we don't see enough of it. And as part of this play strategy, we are developing and delivering an international event strategy. We're looking at the whole schedule of events across the world. We want to try to create a strategy there for our events that showcases the very best of netball to more people more often. The game is at the heart of obviously everything that we do, and will be a key focus going forward.
Yeah, that sounds like a really interesting strategy. I'll be keen to see what comes out of that. Obviously, we're in a moment where inclusivity is big on the agenda. We've had a huge summer looking at the growth of Black Lives Matter. Obviously, at the moment, we are in Pride Month as well. Where does netball sit in terms of the levels of inclusivity and accessibility of the game for people from all kind of corners of society? Do you think there is still more work to do, and how far have we come in that journey?
Well, if I take you back to, you know, our whole purpose as an organisation, the reason that we're all involved in this great sport is that we want to contribute to creating a better world through netball. So there's a high level aspiration so that together we can make a positive difference beyond the court, especially to the lives of women and girls around the world. But our vision is that our sport is open to all, and inspires netballers that join the family to embrace opportunities and achieve their potential. So we have some more work to be done in terms of being open to all, particularly with men and boys. You know, we have a lot of men and boys activity, growing amount of men and boys activity going on at this point in time. And we need to embrace that and work with our members to encourage them to create an environment that's welcoming, welcoming to all. That's a very important part of our growth strategy.
Yeah, that makes sense. And I wonder where you see world netball fitting in to that kind of progression then, because obviously we've seen different bodies, international bodies, England Netball, for example, and over in Australia, making big steps forward in terms of racial inclusivity and tackling racism and inequality within the sport. How does world netball fit into that, and what part do you see yourselves playing?
Well, the great thing about netball is that it's culturally diverse. If you look around our world, with huge amount of participation in Africa and Caribbean and now you can also see and Asia and Oceania and Europe, and now you can see athletes crossing boundaries and playing for teams in other countries in super leagues. So I think our sport, when you look at the diversity that already exists within our membership, I think we are a shining example already for inclusivity from the context of actually race and particularly. And so it's something you can't take your eyes off that. It's really important to keep making sure that in fact our doors are open to anyone that wants to actually participate in our sport.
Yeah, definitely. And obviously, as netball grows, as you say, we've seen such enormous growth over the past few years, which has been fantastic. But do you think netball and the different governing bodies and organisations are equipped to deal with what comes along with that in terms of the higher levels of scrutiny, the higher levels of engagement, the kind of criticism that athletes are now having to deal with, particularly because of social media and lots of different people having more access to players? That's something that is part and parcel with a sport becoming more popular, having a bigger platform. Is there enough preparation? Are governing bodies equipped to deal with this and to give the players the support that they need?
Well, we definitely need to increase our capacity within our member nations. So much netball is actually managed by volunteers around the world. Obviously there are some nations, England, Australia, New Zealand, to cite three, that are well resourced and actually have professional staff managing their responsibilities. So one of the areas of work that we'll be developing, where we're encouraging our growth through our growth agenda, we're going to be encouraging collaboration and learning and sharing across our world, around our nations and regions, so that everybody works together more effectively to share and promote member products, to accelerate growth and reduce duplication. So we can fast track the development of this sport far more effectively if we collaborate and share more openly. And governance and leadership is a key a focus as well. So we've got the Grow, Play and Inspire, all underpinned by governance. We won't take our eyes off that. So we do need to evolve the leadership and governance structure of our sport and ensure that, at a world netball level, we are seen as an example of best practice compared to other international federations. But we need to extend that down to our regions and nations that are less well resourced to be able to do that themselves. And as part of that, part of our new strategy, there's a commitment from us to ensure that the voice of the athlete is at the heart of decision making in all that affects them. So we are we're establishing now a process by which we will have an athlete working group that actually will design and recommend to our board the process by which we can consult with athletes to make sure that, in fact, their voice is heard through the big decisions that we take that affect them.
Yeah, okay, that's really interesting. And I think we can't really talk about a growth strategy in netball without mentioning the Olympics. Is that something that is on the radar for world netball? Is that part of the strategy? How important is that inclusion, and where do you see it in our future?
Well, our members have told us that, in fact, they want us to pursue inclusion in the Olympics. In fact, it's referred to in our articles of association. And we did a survey of our members in late 2019, and an overwhelming percentage of them said, yes, it is still a top priority that we should pursue when the opportunity arises. So the first step on that pathway to inclusion is being what's called an IOC recognised world body. And we are an IOC recognised world body. And that means we have to have strong governance practices and that conform with the Olympic Charter. So we've taken that first step. And what we've agreed is that we will continue to develop our sport in a way that's right for netball, while wherever possible, improving our prospects of meeting the criteria for Olympic inclusion. Now, the very best opportunity for inclusion will be when the host nation is a strong netball nation, because the host nation has an opportunity to add additional sports or recommend to the IOC the addition of some sports for that event only. And so, you know, our aim would be to seize the opportunity when that arises to convince the host nation organising committee that, in fact, netball should be showcased as an additional sport, and then to do that in a way that has the greatest impact to enhance the opportunity of it being included in the future. But this is a long journey. It is a very long journey. So we're not losing sight of the aspiration, but we have to be realistic. And we've got to just manage it when the occasion arises, and we will seize it when the occasion arises. But in the meantime, develop our sport in a way that's good for netball, but enhances those opportunities when they arise.
Before we go today, just want to thank everybody that's got in touch about Volunteering Week, our daily updates that we ran last week. I'm sure we only just touched the surface of what some of you do for your club. Remember, it's more than a year-round event this year. Get involved anytime. You can download the graphics, publish them on your socials, and you can even surprise them on a future podcast if you like. Imagine that. Our DMs are open. We're at the Netball Show or info@thenetballshow.co.uk. Celebrating wonderful volunteers in sport.
The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.